Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Precipice, where we learn how to live life on the edge without falling off the cliff. This is episode 6, titled, What is Deficit Financing and Does It Affect Mental Health? My name is Adetutu Joshi and I'm your host. I'm a business and wellness advisor, consultant and coach amongst the many hats that I wear. For people who find my name difficult, please call me Miss A. This is what many people already call me. That's easy to pronounce and remember. Last time, which was episode 5, we learned how to use the results of the exercise we were given at the end of episode 4 to identify our attitude food triggers. If you missed that or any of the earlier episodes, please go back and listen to them and carry out the various exercises, okay? As we said at the end of episode 5, now we have established a foundation of understanding about how food affects our attitudes, mental health, and productivity. We will take a break and use that foundation to build some other foundational values. The first value we will deal with is financial. What does finance have to do with our attitudes, you may say? A lot. All, you know, as we need money to go through life at the edge. We need money to buy the right kind of food, to provide a roof over our heads, to provide telephone, electricity, and other services we need to survive at the edge. As we have all lived in a world that has shortened the night by generating artificial light, shortened communicating distance with a telephone, made it easier to make friends through social media, you know, and so on. In fact, the whole world is at the precipice edge because we have all been paying for it all, not by spending actual money, but by mechanism called deficit financing. What is deficit financing? In layman's language, it is the act of borrowing with no hope of paying back the money borrowed or the interest as a means of financing life's wants and needs, while pretending to at least pay the interest by borrowing more to pay off such interest. This means a never-ending cycle of borrowing. As you may have guessed, this is poverty disguised as wealth. On a national level, it is the art of pretending that somehow there is a bottomless amount to be borrowed from other countries that we can use to generate productive activities that can help us pay back the money borrowed and accrued interest. In reality, deficit financing, with the US used as a source of generating funds to finance its national productivity and run its government, is not unique to the US. When other countries saw that the US did not have the money it was spending, but was in fact riding on perceived and not actual wealth, other nations joined the practice. Only nations not allowed into the club were forced to spend actual money, limiting their purchasing power and the ability of their citizens to enjoy what other nations were taking for granted. It was based on our ability to convince the whole world we were needed to keep the peace, and it was in the interest of every other nation to keep us afloat by lending to us. Then we convinced them to borrow from us from the money we collectively borrowed from everyone. In addition to this country-to-country borrowing, we also have borrowing and lending to corporations and governmental agencies such as Social Security. As with borrowing from other countries, these corporations and agencies are also the ones we give huge grants to, for their operations. Under the guise of technology advancement and national security considerations. To create an illusion of advanced knowledge in a bid to get everyone to play along, we have gone into nature-destroying adventures such as space travel, space junk, discovery science that results in pandemics and dangerous drugs, experimentation with foods that result in sickness and diseases, and so on. The problem with this kind of financing we have come to rely on is that it is dependent on there being unrest and other horrible issues leading to all over the world at different times in different places, leading to a temptation to create them. If our dominance and therefore relevance needed to sustain deficit financing is threatened. Hence, since the days of deficit financing, it has been non-stop wars, rumors of wars, pandemics, destruction in space and on the earth, and so on. In addition to direct borrowing and lending, we also have some accounting gimmicks, which we'll talk about next time. At this point, we are going to stop. As we go on, we'll realize the consequence of all of this. Next time, we'll get an even better understanding. But to avoid us being overwhelmed, we're going to stop at this point because this is not easy. This is heavy lifting. And so we have to take it in bits. So now take a moment to write down what you feel about deficit financing. Does it agree with the reality of what deficit financing is? Do you feel anxious knowing it's all fake? Do you feel the pull of the gravity of nothingness that is the foundation of our so-called wealth? Okay, you know, let's go on. We still have a long ways to go. Okay, so by the time we finish discussing about deficit financing, we will have discussed the root financial issue, as everything else we see or think we see is based on this foundation of financial nothing. Can you see what we're doing? We are confronting our fears, so we're able to recognize how far the ship has sunk and look for safety. We can see where the cliff edge is and avoid being pulled over. How do we do this? The answer, by acknowledging the problems and looking for ways to stay aground, to stay grounded, which is what we're doing. If you want to get ahead of things, I have provided all the information we have shared today and what we'll be sharing over the next couple of episodes as a members only PDF file available on the sidebar for members. If you're a member listening through Blubberies, Spotify, Amazon, or any of the other channels, please go to precipicedecisiontraining.com, scroll down the sidebar to the members only section and access the file. I will advise that everyone subscribe to this podcast. If you are listening right now, click on one of the various subscribe buttons available on the website to see the list of the various channels and how you can subscribe through them to receive notification when episodes are posted. If you listen through precipicedecisiontraining.com itself, use the email subscription option to provide your email address. Okay. If you are not yet a member, what are you waiting for? Join today at precipicedecisiontraining.com. If you are a member and have some comments to share, please do share. If you are not yet a member and want to comment, just sign up today and you can start commenting and get your voice heard. I encourage everyone to become podcast members and to use the tools provided to get the most from our 10-minute conversations. Membership of this podcast costs only $4 per month, which is a little over 10 cents a day. If you get quarterly membership at $10 per quarter, that is about 10 cents per day. It actually costs less than a cup of coffee in many places where we go to buy coffee. It's so easy to be a member. It also helps to keep this podcast on the air. You can also donate as little as $5 to help us. If you have found this podcast resourceful or useful, consider assisting us. Invite all you know to listen and encourage them to become members and or donate. To learn more about today's mental health challenges, Get a hold of my various books, including the book Lessons I Learned the Hard Way, available at Amazon.com and other online stores in print or ebook format. You can also get them from our associated websites that are listed on the sidebar. You can find a link to my author page at Amazon.com on the sidebar at precipicedecisiontraining.com. To learn about the best foods for your lifestyle, go to foodsthathealdaily.com or wildlifesolution.com. These are both associated company websites, and their membership websites, and cost $10 per month to be a member on any of these two websites. And you only need to be a member of one. You get the other website complimentary, and you also get membership of this podcast complimentary. Consequently, there are many ways to get access to members-only content. You can just be a member of the podcast, which gives you access to podcast member content and allows you to post and view comments. Or you can be a member of any of the associated websites and get complimentary membership to this podcast. Our next episode will help us to begin to harvest benefit of what we have learned so far. Now we know that there is a lot of unavoidable chaos in our everyday lives. We will end today's episode at this point. Do come back as often as you need to and listen to this episode and the other episodes available. See you next time. And until then, here's to your success as you navigate your way through life at the precipice. Bye for now, my friend.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.